The Guardian.
Questions are being asked today about why spending on wars has risen so steeply despite a reduction in troop numbers in Iraq. The Commons Defence Committee forecast the operational costs of more than £3 billion for this financial year, a 94% increase on last year's total of £1.7 billion. The chair of the Commons Defence Committee, James Arbuthnot, has asked the Ministry of Defence for a much clearer picture of what exactly the money's being spent on.
Well, we don't begrudge the armed forces the money at all. The armed forces deserve to be properly funded. They deserve the proper equipment and to be protected and to be given bonuses and to be properly manned. All of that. We have no objection to that. What we do find surprising is that in the last 3 months, the cost of operations in Afghanistan has gone up by 50%. According to the predictions. That may not be actually that surprising because of the intensity of operations and because of the fact that the number of troops have gone up. But in Iraq, the cost has gone up by 50% in the last 3 months as well. And that's at a time when we're meant to be drawing our troops down. So we find that particularly surprising, and we think that the Ministry of Defence should take very great care in giving us some proper explanations of it.
So you've gone back to them, have you, and said that you need a lot more information about why this is happening?
Yes, that's what our report says, that when there is an increase like that over a 3 month period, we should have proper explanation, and the Ministry of Defence should not take the House of Commons for granted in the sort of money that it's expecting.
It's remarkable that there's a doubling of money being spent on these wars, but still we hear stories of equipment shortages.
Yes, it is. In a sense, the doubling of the money is the overall amount that is being spent, predicted to be spent this year, compared with the amount that was actually spent last year. But perhaps it's not so surprising that there are equipment shortages, given that the whole of the Western world at the end of the Cold War seemed to take the view that defence was no longer an issue, and many, many countries reduced defence spending. We have reduced defence spending in terms of the proportion of gross domestic product that we're putting towards defence, and yet the world is a much less certain place, and we ought to be increasing defence spending. We ought to give more priority to the armed forces. This is part of the parliamentary scrutiny that any department has to go through. And so this process of our demanding better explanation is part of the accountability to the people of the Ministry of Defence. And it's a right and proper process that the Ministry of Defence has got to go through. And if they do get hauled over the coals for not explaining things properly when they're asking for £1 billion more of the people's money, then I hope they will do better next time.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.